Welcome to the Cosmic Valkyrie Podcast. I'm Lynn Louise, your business coach and Cosmic Valkyrie. In this podcast, you will receive the tips and tools you need to call in your soul clients with flow and ease. Leaving behind the hard work and hustle of the paycheck to paycheck lifestyle that comes along with employee mindset. I share significant ancient wisdom that I retrieve as a shapeshifter when traveling dimensions in non-linear time. Wisdom that I then merge with brain science and strategy to give you the CEO cosmic skill set you need to scale your business through gathering your unique community that you came to Earth to work with. You will learn how to reclaim and harness your personal power and manifest a better quality of life for you, your friends and family, and your clients. Thanks again for joining me and listening. Now on with the show. Before we get started, just let me state my standard disclaimer that all the answers on this podcast, and in general, are for informational and educational purposes only, and in no way a substitute for individual medical or mental health advice. Hey y'all, it's Lynn Louise, your business coach and Cosmic Valkyrie. Today I have a really special guest, Hope Long. She is one of the featured guests inside 50 Leads in Flow. If you have not registered, go to the show notes and get registered today. It's absolutely free. And I'm going to be sharing the exact method that I used to get 320 leads in less than 60 days. It is a proven strategy, and I'm going to walk you through it step by step. And once you register, you'll find the link to the private Facebook group where we're having a pre-party. And that's where the special guests come in. So today I'm going to talk to Hope Long about the value of Facebook communities and why we actually have them or need them. Because the reality is all of you are beautiful cosmic warriors. And you know that you're here to transform the world through helping others heal, grow, and evolve. And growing a community is part of that. You desire to gather people together for healing and evolution. So we're going to shed some light on why you do this and some tips and tools to help you create more dynamic leads that want to buy what you have. Without further ado, let's get on to the conversation. I'm speaking with Hope Long today. We're going live in my Facebook group, and I wanted to record this for my podcast as well. And guess what? I'm not even going to edit it. I'm just going to throw it up as is. So
let's do it.
Yeah. So I'm going to be, this is going to be live streaming into the 50 Leads in Flow group. And while Hope Long and I are on, I will be checking comments to make sure if anyone has any questions. Hope is a marketing strategist, and she is like a Facebook group guru. And she's actually in the process of putting together an amazing program for this fall about growing your community. I've watched her community just blow up, and I definitely want to be part of that. So I'm very excited about it. And I wanted to go ahead and introduce her to 50 Leads in Flow so that you guys can really get the gist of the importance of a Facebook community. So the first thing I want Hope to just do a little introduction, and then I'll check in with the Facebook and we'll go from there.
Awesome. Yeah. So hi, everybody. I haven't done my intro post in here yet. So this is partially also my intro post. but hello, hello. I'm so excited to be here. My name is Hope. I am an authentic marketing coach and the admin for Confident Successful Female Entrepreneurs, which is a Facebook group. If you're not in it already, shameless plug, go join us, right? But I've been in this space a little over a year now. And when I first came in, I honestly didn't know what I was getting myself into, but I came in from a sales and marketing background, working for a Walmart-like corporation. I won't say the name of it, but a Walmart-like corporation, and then a massive water company. And so I kind of brought those skill sets in, but it actually began because I'm a recovering alcoholic. So that's part of my story and part of why I really, really value community. Because it's what got me sober, right? And so I know that that's an integral part of my everyday life, is I have to have that genuine connection. I love it. I value it so much. And it keeps me where I need to be. It keeps me up here and not in that low vibrational bullshit that I was doing, right? So I really value connection and community. And so coming into this online space, discovering Facebook groups and just how valuable they are when you're building relationships. And it's more than just the leads and sales piece, right? Like, we all love Facebook groups. Yes, they contribute to your bottom line or whatever. But the relationship building, they simplify the process and they really create a home for your people, right? So all the people in your life or in your leads list or on your social media profiles who have the same core beliefs, for me, that's community and connection. So I got to gather a bunch of women who absolutely love supporting one another, who really value community and connection, into one space. So I could go on, but that's how I came in to the space. So that's where it all began.
Let's dig into a little bit, because here's what I often hear from entrepreneurs, and I'm going to be straight up. My story is very similar to it, because I didn't understand the value of a Facebook group. So I'd open one and I wouldn't be excited about it. And then I'd close it. And then I'd like be like, oh, but everyone tells me I need to have one. So I'd start another one. I'd get a few hundred people in it and then I'd close it. The last time that I started one, and then I just kind of like drip into it. I didn't really focus on it. But then once I really understood the importance of it and the role that it plays in creating community, everything changed for me. And I have people say, oh my God, your Facebook group is so much unlike anyone else's, and it's so much fun and the vibe. And a lot of my clients refer to me as the gatherer, because I gather people. I always have. It's one thing that I'm really good at. But people have this dread about Facebook groups. Like, oh, I hate having it. I would never want a Facebook group.
Yeah.
What would you say to them?
I get it. It seems outwardly like it's a lot of work. But here's the deal. When you're creating community, when you're building your offers, you're building your business out of alignment. So isn't it most in alignment for you to be able to be comfortable, to feel safe, to speak your mind, to be vulnerable, to share your stories, to have genuine connection? It makes sense to put that in a Facebook group, right? Additionally, it's not about engagement. Okay. Yes, the numbers, right? There's some numbers involved. Okay. And yeah, of course you want 10,000 people in your group. Who doesn't, right? But what is really cool, and what creates so much gratitude and boosts your business, is when there's real conversation happening. And you're not always talking about your offers. Sometimes you're talking about your kids. Sometimes you're talking about, you know, what you learned at baseball, right? Or whatever it might be. Okay. But having that place, that's a safe home for you while you're in an uncertain entrepreneurial journey. Right. Mm. And my Facebook group creates safety for me. It is a place for me to tell the truth, to come clean, to share the embarrassing moments, because I got to get them out of my head. Right. And I can't just sit with them. I got to tell my people. And my people appreciate this because there's a realness about it. When people come into groups, and you guys have seen this, you've been part of them, there's a lot of groups where the admin is not present. You can tell that the posts are pre-scheduled. You can tell that they care solely about engagement analytics. There's a lot of like promotional stuff, right? We've all been in those groups, right? They exist. And I'm not saying that that's a bad thing, but that Facebook group is not being used to its full potential, right? The relationships in there are not being fulfilled. So when you think of a Facebook group as a lot of work, you might be coming at it from the wrong angle here. Right. It doesn't take a lot of work to make friends with somebody. It doesn't take a lot of work to be the expert in your industry. You just show up as your authentic self, do what you do best, and the Facebook group builds from that. Right.
I love that, because you know what? So one of the big things, and you are familiar with some of my members of Frequency. You're in 50 Leads and Flow yourself. So you are part of this. You're like part of my target demographic. And obviously me, yours. But one of the things that my audience and my clients really desire in their life is that community. They want to create the value of community. They want to gather their people together and create change in the world. And really understanding the power that having that free, when we talk about a free Facebook group, it's about something that you're not having a program and charging people to be in the program. And then you build a Facebook group for it. You have a free Facebook group to get those leads into, definitely. Like that makes them a warmer lead. But you also have to see that community as your community, as the people that you are here to support and be around and create that dynamic change. I think that the shift, the paradigm shift that has to happen inside is not seeing it as numbers, like little dots on a screen. It's literally seeing people. When I see that my group has 1,700 people, I don't even call them members. I'm like, they're people. Like they have profiles, they have lives, they have desires, hopes, and dreams. And I'm here to facilitate that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So we know that everyone needs to have a community. It doesn't necessarily have to be Facebook, but make sure to get their email addresses. We want to say that first off, because every entrepreneur I know is like, I wish I would have started earlier. And I'm one of them.
Right? Yeah, me too.
So, right. So when you're thinking about creating a community inside Facebook groups, what's some advice that you could give them to make it feel more like a community instead of a platform?
Yeah. Yeah. Ask better questions and treat people as humans and not leads. So, and I'm sure I don't have to elaborate on this too much, but you guys have been in the group where they immediately send you the DM to sell you their thing, right? Or you've been in the group where it's all about the admin and it's just about their offers and their stuff, right? That sucks. Right? Because we're people too. We have thoughts and feelings and hopes and dreams and all the things. And we want to talk about our damn selves.
Right? Everyone does. We all love to talk about ourselves.
Yes. So when you're building real community, it's the same as building a real friendship outside of the internet. Ask people about themselves. Let them revel in their own lives. Ask them what, you know, how old are your kids? You know, what are they doing? Or, you know, how long have you been? Yes. How long have you been in your industry? How long have you been married? Like what's, you know, all the things you want to know these things. People want to talk about themselves. They don't want you to take the reins from them immediately when they come into your space. Allow them to be part of your, how do I want to say that? Allow them to be part of your space by providing them safety to be vulnerable, to tell you the truth, right? Especially, you know, when it comes to what they're struggling with and all those things, you have to provide a way for them to feel that comfortability. And people feel comfortable when you've allowed them to speak about themselves, right? And when you've allowed them that room for you both to grow together. So just as outside in, you know, real world land, okay, we don't start friendships by talking about our damn selves all the time, right? We ask great questions. We look people in the eye. You know, we think, we digest what they have to say, and then we have a response, right? It's kind of like when you're talking to somebody and like they say something, but you can tell the other person has just been waiting to talk over them the whole time, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. that does not build community. Okay. So this is why I know, like, my clients, a lot of my group members, I know their kids' names. I know how long they've been in their industry. I know what they're launching in Q3. I know all these little bits and pieces. Some of them, I know their spouse's names and what they do for work, right? I kind of have this, they're real relationships. It's very simple. Now, once you get to 3,000 people like me, no, I don't know all 3,000, okay? But I do make it a point for them to get to know me on that level, so that they do feel comfortable sending me the DM to tell me that their kid is also in baseball, right? To tell me that they also have an Australian Shepherd, right? And then that facilitates the real relationships. And one more point to tack on to this is, and this, I don't burn me at the stake for this, okay? So let's take what I'm about to say with a grain of salt. You can liken a Facebook group to a church, okay? Everybody under that church roof has the same core belief, right? And they are also all looking for the same kind of support, honesty, being able to be vulnerable, all those things. All these church members, right, have these same beliefs. So in your communities, what beliefs are you operating from? If you believe in connection, you must facilitate the connection, right? If you believe in speaking your mind and saying things that, you know, people don't always want to say, right? Then you facilitate that kind of interaction, right?
I got to jump in. You have to model the way you want people to interact.
Yes.
If you're like a public speaker and you want to teach people how to public speak, then you need to be speaking publicly in a video often, right? If you're, you model how you want people to act. You show them how you want your group to be treated. And, you know, you brought up a really important factor. One thing that I'm always talking about in my income impact is active listening. Like, don't just put a question out there that you're not interested in really finding out the answers to and interacting with them.
Yeah.
Right. And there are times where I put something fun out and it's just like, hey, let's just have fun with this. But then there are more serious questions that I really want to know. And I want to know why they perceive that, or why, what, how they want to get out of it, or maybe what they want to get out of my group, or how I can support them and change. When we look at free groups, I don't just view it as a platform to gather together. I tell people, if you have a question, post it in the group. I have no problem answering a question like that on my podcast, in the group, anything like that. So active listening, I think that's just like when you're in a conversation, not waiting for the opportunity to speak next, right? But actually listening to them and responding to them.
Yeah. Yeah. And when you practice active listening, I mean, truly practicing active listening, you're going to hear the things that they're not saying. And that's how you can serve them even better, right? Like, I can hear people all the time in the community tell me that they want this thing, they desire this thing. And then they tell me all the things that they're doing, right? But underneath that, they might not actually want that specific thing, right? They think that that's the road. So then I can host a training to help bring the awareness, right, to everybody, right? Instead of just the one person, I can serve everybody just from that one little thing. Do you hear the train in the background?
Yeah. I love trains. It was like, amen, sister. Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, you know, I love the idea. Like, here's the thing. I know so many groups, like we talked about this, where you go in it and the only person you see posting is the admin or the creator of the group. And while we want to keep our posts very present, we also want to encourage people to make their own posts, right? We want to get them excited about it. If I allow promotion in my group, so I always am encouraging people to do that. Pam asked, and we probably might have two different answers. Pam asked, do you require emails to join your community? Me personally, I have the option. My view on the questions when people come in, it's a bonus. If people answer my questions, it's a bonus to me. It doesn't stop me from letting them into the group, and I would not require them to give me their email address. A lot of people do, but sometimes I feel this is how I used to operate. I don't want to give anyone my email address until I know, like, and trust them.
Yeah.
Right. So I don't require it to get into my Facebook group, but when I look at the way I look at them giving me an email address, I give them an incentive to. So, and some people use like lead generators. I'll follow you on Instagram. That's how I approach it. So it's like, you give me that and I'll follow you on Instagram, right? Yeah. What is your view on emails?
Yeah. So about the same. I don't require it, right? I'm not going to just say no if you didn't give me your email, because I don't give out my email.
Right?
I just don't give it out anymore because I'm like, I really don't need 6,000 emails in this email box. I've already got 4,000 that I haven't looked at, right? So, I know it's bad, but I need to do a cleanup. So here's a little bit of strategy. Okay. You guys want some juicy little strategy?
I do.
So when they come in, if they don't give me their address, that's totally fine. I've asked two other questions in those membership questions. Do you want to know how I got a post reach, or what is it? Do you want to know how I got a post reach of 44,000 people? And they'll be like, yeah, I do. Right. And then the other one is, do you want to promote yourself and go live in this community? Right. So I have those two questions on there. So when they come in, and again, I send a DM to every single person that comes in.
That's what I was going to ask too. I've started doing that recently. We'll talk about that in a minute too.
Yeah. So I DM everyone that comes in. And it's very me. It's literally me. It's like, hey, I'm Hope. Like, you know, in my energy, right? Hey, I'm Hope. It's nice to meet you on the admin. You know, I'm excited to have you in there. And then I'll let them know, hey, you checked yes that you wanted this engagement strategy and I've got it for you. Do you want the link? And I ask them if they want the link, because I ask for permission to pitch, right?
Yeah, me too.
Even when it comes to like freebies and stuff, right? So then they'll say, they're usually yes. They're like, oh my gosh, yeah, I do. And I was like, cool. It only takes, you know, 20, 30 minutes a day. You're going to love this shit, right? And I send them the link and then they love it and they're so excited, right? But what I did was I closed the gap there. If they didn't give me their email, I got it now, right?
So I
give them two opportunities to give me their email just in the first interaction.
Okay. So like my first question, everyone tends to answer it, which is like gives them brackets of where their income is so that I have a clear idea of who they are. And I really like that because that's such good market research for me. But my second question could be leading them like, are you interested in finding out how I got 300 leads in less than 50 days? And then they could click it. And then if they don't give me their email address, then that I can use as a lead in my DMs, because I've been just like, hey, I'm excited to have you on board, blah, blah, blah. I have this great free mini course coming up. And then I say, if you would like the link to register, I'll send it over. Right. So that's how I've been doing it. But I really like this pre-qualifying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because then that gives you even more of a reason to drop in that DM.
Yeah. Yeah.
You clicked it. So therefore I'm responding to you.
Yeah. Juicy. A lot of people have that. Like, and the pre-qualifying, and you guys, it's not just for membership questions. You can pre-qualify just inside of your community. Right. If you're really doing a great job of tracking your leads and knowing your members, you know, like who's hot, who's lukewarm, who's kind of off on the deep end. Right. Like, you know, these things.
The one thing that like, I know when I first started it, when I started putting groups and stuff together, I didn't understand how important the questions are at the beginning. And like I mentioned, my first question, it gives me such deep understanding and validation to who the women and men are that are coming into my community, the healers and the coaches. They already know what the group is about, right? And it gives me such a deep understanding of where they are on that financial scale, because my group is all about making more sales, making more money, right? So when you're looking at creating a name or questions for your group, find one that's like really something that you need to know about them to qualify like where they are in their discovery process. I think it's just so valuable. Like it has been, I can tell you 90% probably of the coaches within the 1700 people in my group, 90% of them at this point are making under 10K a year. That gives me really valuable information that so that I can serve them so much better to know exactly like how much they need to know, where they need to, you know, shift their awareness and all that. But I love the second one being that, hey, I have one of the answers. Do you want it?
Yeah.
God, that's good. That's so good.
Yeah. When people ask for the engagement strategy, now I know two things. One, they're not getting engagement. Two, they're using their social media to market their business, right? No brainer. That's my in. I'm like, hey, this is actually what I do for a living. Let me give you this thing. It's totally free. Right. And then they come back and they're like, oh my God, this is really cool. And I'm like, yeah, I know. Right. You like it? I'm like, you should come to this other free thing I'm doing. They're like, okay. Right. It's really cool.
I love it. So we got a couple other questions. Let's see. I'm going to see if I can get my screen to enlarge. Here we go. Oh, oops. Okay. So here we go. Let's see. What inspired you to create? What inspired you in creating the name of your groups?
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. So my whole thing reason for mine is speaking to the desired results, the desired outcome of the people that are joining. I wanted it to be searchable. So if anyone put in cells, whatever, I wanted it to be searchable, and I wanted to speak to my target demographic, coaches, healers, and hypnotists. What do you have to say about that, Hope?
So there's a lot that goes into a Facebook group name, right? And it depends on you. It depends on what your industry is. It depends on all these things, right? But we do definitely need the SEO, right? So as you guys might know, if you're in Confident, Successful Female Entrepreneurs, you know that it is SEO'd the fuck out. Like, you cannot miss my group. If you are a female entrepreneur online, you cannot miss my group. It's going to pop up and you're going to see it and then you're going to join it, right? So it's super optimized in that sense. The other thing that comes into play here is the vibe of the group, right? So like with healers and hypnotists, I know coming into Lynn Louise's group that it's going to be a little bit of the woo, right? I know that there's going to be that frequency in there, right? Confident, Successful Female Entrepreneurs is light and airy and it's pink and it's basic bitch pink and I don't give a shit and it's a lot of fun and we just have fun in there, right? That's the vibe, right? So as you're naming your communities, what is the vibe? Like if you're having a party in your community, what's the vibe of the party? Is it chill? Is it relaxed? Is it calm and quiet? Is it a safe space? Is it, you know, if you can go whatever direction you want, but plug in those elements that bring the vibe into the name.
I love that. You know, and that's part of the branding thing too. It's also like, I tell people it's like determining what kind of party you're having. Like, are you having a cocktail party? Are you having a dinner party? Is it like a cookout at is it a cookout at a park? Is it a tailgating party? Right? Like create that environment, that level of fun and that level of entertaining. People don't want to come into your group and feel heavy. I know a lot of the people that I work with, and there's a lot of people in here in 50 Leads and Flow that work with people coming out of domestic violence, you know, working from healing from trauma. We don't want to bring that energy into it. We want to keep that energy positive. So really creating like a impactful, powerful name around that. And I'm going to not spill the beans, but everyone needs to hang on through 50 Leads and Flow, because when we start wrapping it up, Hope's going to give you a very, very special offer at the end of this. So you'll just have at the end of our trainings together. So just pay attention for that because it is coming and it's going to answer a lot of those questions for you. Let's see if we have, you can join her group. Are you on the live right now? You could just drop your link over there. If you're not, it's okay. We'll drop it later.
I'm not. I got all these tabs up and none of them are Facebook.
It's okay. We'll link her. I'll go through, or she can go through after this and drop her for anyone who's watching this that wants to join her group. Go ahead and tell her that you want it. So let's see. Anyone have any last questions before we wrap this up? Her community is awesome. I'm actually a member of her
elite
club, where I get to promote without restrictions on the main wall. So, and it's totally reasonable.
Yeah.
It's completely reasonable. Anything else? Anyone have any questions? If not, we're going to wrap it up. And I am going to encourage Hope to do her own 3-minute introduction, just so other people that miss this can do it. And then you can go ahead and drop your link below there too. I don't see anyone else that is asking any questions. And if you want the link to her elite, ask for that as well. She has an amazing group. She has, and there, it's not just about posting on the main wall. She has other things that us and the elite get. So boom,
boom.
I love it. Y'all make sure once again, after we go through 50 leads in flow, y'all know it's coming. At the end of this, I do a pitch, right? We all know it. I'm not going to pussyfoot around that. But when the doors open, which the doors are always open for 50 leads in flow, but there's a special, lots of very special incentives that come along with joining during these events, she's going to have a very special offer attached to it as well. And those of you that are already in financial frequency will still be able to take part in it as well. But all right.
So good. I'm so excited. Yay, 50 leads in flow.
Woo! Tell all your friends. Tell all your friends.
Yes.
Thanks, everyone. You have a great afternoon. Cheers.
Bye.
I'm recording this.
Okay. Hey.
And hold on. Oh, dang it.
I probably sound stupid because I'm on a different laptop and my microphone is not working. So.
No, you sound good. You sound fine.
Okay.
So I'm speaking with Hope Long today. We're going live in my Facebook group and I wanted to record this for my podcast as well. And guess what? I'm not even going to edit it. I'm just going to throw it up as is. So
let's do it.
Yeah. So I'm going to be, this is going to be live streaming into the 50 Leads in Flow group. And while Hope Long and I are on, I will be checking comments to make sure if anyone has any questions. Hope is a marketing strategist and she is like a Facebook group guru. And she's actually in the process of putting together an amazing program for this fall about growing your community. I've watched her community just blow up and I definitely want to be part of that. So I'm very excited about it. And I wanted to go ahead and introduce her to 50 Leads in Flow so that you guys can really get the gist of the importance of a Facebook community. So the first thing I want Hope to just do a little introduction and then I'll check in with the Facebook and we'll go from there.
Awesome. Yeah. So hi, everybody. I haven't done my intro post in here yet. So this is partially also my intro post. but hello, hello. I'm so excited to be here. My name is Hope. I am a authentic marketing coach and the admin for Confident Successful Female Entrepreneurs, which is a Facebook group. If you're not in it already, shameless plug, go join us, right? But I've been in this space a little over a year now. And when I first came in, I honestly didn't know what I was getting myself into. But I came in from a sales and marketing background, working for a Walmart-like corporation. I won't say the name of it, but a Walmart-like corporation, and then a massive water company. And so I kind of brought those skill sets in. But it actually began because I'm a recovering alcoholic. So that's part of my story and part of why I really, really value community. Because it's what got me sober, right? And so I know that that's an integral part of my everyday life, is I have to have that genuine connection. I love it. I value it so much. And it keeps me where I need to be. It keeps me up here and not in that low vibrational bullshit that I was doing, right? So I really value connection and community. And so coming into this online space, discovering Facebook groups and just how valuable they are when you're building relationships. And it's more than just the leads and sales piece, right? Like, we all love Facebook groups. Yes, they contribute to your bottom line or whatever. But the relationship building, they simplify the process and they really create a home for your people, right? So all the people in your life or in your leads list or on your social media profiles who have the same core beliefs, for me, that's community and connection. So I got to gather a bunch of women who absolutely love supporting one another, who really value community and connection, into one space. So I could go on, but that's how I came in to the space. So that's where it all began.
Let's dig into a little bit, because here's what I often hear from entrepreneurs, and I'm going to be straight up. My story is very similar to it, because I didn't understand the value of a Facebook group. So I'd open one and I wouldn't be excited about it. And then I'd close it. And then I'd like be like, oh, but everyone tells me I need to have one. So I'd start another one. I'd get a few hundred people in it and then I'd close it. The last time that I started one, and then I just kind of like drip into it. I didn't really focus on it. But then once I really understood the importance of it and the role that it plays in creating community, everything changed for me. And I have people say, oh my God, your Facebook group is so much unlike anyone else's, and it's so much fun and the vibe. And a lot of my clients refer to me as the gatherer, because I gather people. I always have. It's one thing that I'm really good at. But people have this dread about Facebook groups. Like, oh, I hate having it. I would never want a Facebook group.
Yeah.
What would you say to them?
I get it. It seems outwardly like it's a lot of work. But here's the deal. When you're creating community, when you're building your offers, you're building your business out of alignment. So isn't it most in alignment for you to be able to be comfortable, to feel safe, to speak your mind, to be vulnerable, to share your stories, to have genuine connection? It makes sense to put that in a Facebook group, right? Additionally, it's not about engagement. Okay. Yes, the numbers, right? There's some numbers involved. Okay. And yeah, of course you want 10,000 people in your group. Who doesn't, right? But what is really cool, and what creates so much gratitude and boosts your business, is when there's real conversation happening. And you're not always talking about your offers. Sometimes you're talking about your kids. Sometimes you're talking about, you know, what you learned at baseball, right? Or whatever it might be. Okay. But having that place, that's a safe home for you while you're in an uncertain entrepreneurial journey. Right. And my Facebook group creates safety for me. It is a place for me to tell the truth, to come clean, to share the embarrassing moments, because I got to get them out of my head. Right. And I can't just sit with them. I got to tell my people, and my people appreciate this because there's a realness about it. When people come into groups, and you guys have seen this, you've been part of them, there's a lot of groups where the admin is not present. You can tell that the posts are pre-scheduled. You can tell that they care solely about engagement analytics. There's a lot of like promotional stuff, right? We've all been in those groups, right? They exist. And I'm not saying that that's a bad thing, but that Facebook group is not being used to its full potential, right? The relationships in there are not being fulfilled. So when you think of a Facebook group as a lot of work, you might be coming at it from the wrong angle here. Right? It doesn't take a lot of work to make friends with somebody. It doesn't take a lot of work to be the expert in your industry. You just show up as your authentic self, do what you do best, and the Facebook group builds from that, right?
I love that, because you know what? So one of the big things, and you are familiar with some of my members of Frequency, you're in 50 Leads and Flow yourself. So you are part of this. You're like part of my target demographic. And obviously me, yours. But one of the things that my audience and my clients really desire in their life is that community. They want to create the value of community. They want to gather their people together and create change in the world. And really understanding the power that having that free, when we talk about a free Facebook group, it's about something that you're not having a program and charging people to be in the program. And then you build a Facebook group for it. You have a free Facebook group to get those leads into, definitely. Like that makes them a warmer lead. But you also have to see that community as your community, as the people that you are here to support and be around and create that dynamic change. I think that the shift, the paradigm shift that has to happen inside is not seeing it as numbers, like little dots on a screen. It's literally seeing people. When I see that my group has 1,700 people, I don't even call them members. I'm like, they're people. Like they have profiles, they have lives, they have desires, hopes, and dreams. And I'm here to facilitate that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So we know that everyone needs to have a community. It doesn't necessarily have to be Facebook, but make sure to get their email addresses. We want to say that first off, because every entrepreneur I know is like, I wish I would have started earlier. And I'm one of them.
Right? Yeah, me too.
So, right. So when you're thinking about creating a community inside Facebook groups, what's some advice that you could give them to make it feel more like a community instead of a platform?
Yeah. Yeah. Ask better questions and treat people as humans and not leads. So, and I'm sure I don't have to elaborate on this too much, but you guys have been in the group where they immediately send you the DM to sell you their thing, right? Or you've been in the group where it's all about the admin and it's just about their offers and their stuff, right? That sucks. Right. Because we're people too. We have thoughts and feelings and hopes and dreams and all the things. And we want to talk about our damn selves.
Right. Everyone does. We all love to talk about ourselves. Yes.
So when you're building real community, it's the same as building a real friendship outside of the internet. Ask people about themselves. Let them revel in their own lives. Ask them what, you know, how old are your kids? You know, what are they doing? Or, you know, how long have you been? Yes. How long have you been in your industry? How long have you been married? Like what's, you know, all the things you want to know these things. People want to talk about themselves. They don't want you to take the reins from them immediately when they come into your space. Allow them to be part of your, how do I want to say that? Allow them to be part of your space by providing them safety to be vulnerable, to tell you the truth, right? Especially, you know, when it comes to what they're struggling with and all those things, you have to provide a way for them to feel that comfortability. And people feel comfortable when you've allowed them to speak about themselves, right? And when you've allowed them that room for you both to grow together. So just as outside in, you know, real world land, okay, we don't start friendships by talking about our damn selves all the time, right? We ask great questions. We look people in the eye. You know, we think, we digest what they have to say, and then we have a response, right? It's kind of like when you're talking to somebody and like they say something, but you can tell the other person has just been waiting to talk over them the whole time, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. That does not build community, okay? So this is why I know, like, my clients, a lot of my group members, I know their kids' names. I know how long they've been in their industry. I know what they're launching in Q3. I know all these little bits and pieces. Some of them, I know their spouses' names and what they do for work, right? I kind of have this, they're real relationships. It's very simple. Now, once you get to 3,000 people like me, no, I don't know all 3,000, okay? But I do make it a point for them to get to know me on that level, so that they do feel comfortable sending me the DM to tell me that their kid is also in baseball, right? To tell me that they also have an Australian Shepherd, right? And then that facilitates the real relationships. And one more point to tack onto this is, and this, I don't burn me at the stake for this, okay? So let's take what I'm about to say with a grain of salt. You can liken a Facebook group to a church, okay? Everybody under that church roof has the same core belief, right? And they are also all looking for the same kind of support, honesty, being able to be vulnerable, all those things. All these church members, right, have these same beliefs. So in your communities, what beliefs are you operating from? If you believe in connection, you must facilitate the connection, right? If you believe in speaking your mind and saying things that, you know, people don't always want to say, right? Then you facilitate that kind of interaction, right?
I got to jump in. You have to model the way you want people to interact.
Yes.
If you're like a public speaker and you want to teach people how to public speak, then you need to be speaking publicly in a video often, right? If you're, you model how you want people to act. You show them how you want your group to be treated. And, you know, you brought up a really important factor. One thing that I'm always talking about in my income impact is active listening. Like, don't just put a question out there that you're not interested in really finding out the answers to and interacting with them.
Yeah.
Right. And there are times where I put something fun out and it's just like, hey, let's just have fun with this. But then there are more serious questions that I really want to know. And I want to know why they perceive that, or why, what, how they want to get out of it, or maybe what they want to get out of my group, or how I can support them and change. When we look at free groups, I don't just view it as a platform to gather together. I tell people, if you have a question, post it in the group. I have no problem answering a question like that on my podcast, in the group, anything like that. So active listening, I think, is, that's just like when you're in a conversation, not waiting for the opportunity to speak next, right? But actually listening to them and responding to them.
Yeah. Yeah. And when you practice active listening, I mean, truly practicing active listening, you're going to hear the things that they're not saying. And that's how you can serve them even better, right? Like, I can hear people all the time in the community tell me that they want this thing, they desire this thing. And then they tell me all the things that they're doing, right? And all the, but underneath that, they might not actually want that specific thing, right? They think that that's the road. So then I can host a training to help bring the awareness, right, to everybody, right? Instead of just the one person, I can serve everybody just from that one little thing. Do you hear the train in the background?
Yeah. I love trains. It was like, amen, sister. Amen.
Yeah.
It's, you know, I love the idea. Like, here's the thing. I know so many groups, like we talked about this, where you go in it and the only person you see posting is the admin or the creator of the group. And while we want to keep our posts very present, we also want to encourage people to make their own posts, right? We want to get them excited about it. If I allow promotion in my group, so I always am encouraging people to do that. Pam asked, and we probably might have two different answers. Pam asked, do you require emails to join your community? Me personally, I have the option. My view on the questions when people come in, it's a bonus. If people answer my questions, it's a bonus to me. It doesn't stop me from letting them into the group, and I would not require them to give me their email address. A lot of people do, but sometimes I feel this is how I used to operate. I don't want to give anyone my email address until I know, like, and trust them.
Yeah.
Right. So I don't require it to get into my Facebook group, but when I look at the way I look at them giving me an email address, I give them an incentive to. So, and some people use like lead generators. I'll follow you on Instagram. That's how I approach it. So it's INE. It's like, you give me that and I'll follow you on Instagram, right? Yeah. What is your view on emails?
Yeah. So about the same. I don't require it, right? I'm not going to just say no if you didn't give me your email, because I don't give out my email.
Right?
I just don't give it out anymore because I'm like, I really don't need 6,000 emails in this email box. I've already got 4,000 that I haven't looked at, right? So, I know it's bad, but I need to do a cleanup. But the other, so here's a little bit of strategy. Okay, you guys want some juicy little strategy?
Right? I do.
So when they come in, if they don't give me their address, that's totally fine. I've asked two other questions in those membership questions. Do you want to know how I got a post reach, or what is it? Do you want to know how I got a post reach of 44,000 people? And they'll be like, yeah, I do, right? And then the other one is, do you want to promote yourself and go live in this community, right? So I have those two questions on there. So when they come in, and again, I send a DM to every single person that comes.
That's what I was going to ask too. I've started doing that recently. We'll talk about that in a minute too.
Yeah. So I DM everyone that comes in. And it's very me. It's literally me. It's like, hey, I'm Hope. Like, you know, in my energy, right? Hey, I'm Hope. It's nice to meet you. I'm the admin. You know, I'm excited to have you in there. And then I'll let them know, hey, you checked yes, that you wanted this engagement strategy and I've got it for you. Do you want the link? And I ask them if they want the link, because I ask for permission to pitch, right?
Yeah, me too.
Even when it comes to like freebies and stuff, right? So then they'll say, they're usually, yes, they're like, oh my gosh, yeah, I do. And I was like, cool. It only takes, you know, 20, 30 minutes a day. You're going to love this shit, right? And I send them the link and then they love it and they're so excited, right? But what I did was I closed the gap there. If they didn't give me their email, I got it now, right?
So
I give them two opportunities to give me their email just in the first interaction.
Okay. So, so like my first question, everyone tends to answer it, which is like, gives them brackets of where their income is so that I have a clear idea of who they are. And I really like that because that's such good market research for me. But my second question could be leading them like, are you interested in finding out how I got 300 leads in less than 50 days? And then they could click it. And then if they don't give me their email address, then that I can use as a lead in my DMs, because I've been just like, hey, I'm excited to have you on board, blah, blah, blah. I have this great free mini course coming up. And then I say, if you would like the link to register, I'll send it over, right? So that's how I've been doing it. But I really like this pre-qualifying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because then that gives you even more of a reason to drop in that DM.
Yeah. Yeah.
You and clicked it. So therefore I'm responding to you.
Yeah. Juicy. A lot of people have that. Like, and the pre-qualifying, and you guys, it's not just for membership questions. You can pre-qualify just inside of your community. Right. If you're really doing a great job of tracking your leads and knowing your members, you know, like who's hot, who's lukewarm, who's kind of off on the deep end. Right. Like, you know, right. These things.
The one thing that, like, I know when I first started it, when I started putting groups and stuff together, I didn't understand how important the questions are at the beginning. And like I mentioned, my first question, it gives me such deep understanding and validation to who the women and men are that are coming into my community, the healers and the coaches. They already know what the group is about, right? And it gives me such a deep understanding of where they are on that financial scale, because my group is all about making more sales, making more money, right? So when you're looking at creating a name or questions for your group, find one that's like really something that you need to know about them to qualify like where they are in their discovery process. I think it's just so valuable. Like it has been, I can tell you 90% probably of the coaches within the 1700 people in my group, 90% of them at this point are making under 10K a year. That gives me really valuable information that so that I can serve them so much better to know exactly like how much they need to know, where they need to, you know, shift their awareness and all that. But I love the second one being that, hey, I have one of the answers. Do you want it?
Yeah.
God, that's good. That's so good.
Yeah. When people ask for the engagement strategy, now I know two things. One, they're not getting engagement. Two, they're using their social media to market their business, right? No brainer. That's my in. I'm like, hey, this is actually what I do for a living. Let me give you this thing. It's totally free, right? And then they come back and they're like, oh my God, this is really cool. And I'm like, yeah, I know, right? You like it? I'm like, you should come to this other free thing I'm doing. They're like, okay, right? It's just, it's really cool.
I love it. So we got a couple other questions. Let's see. I'm going to see if I can get my screen to enlarge. Here we go. Oh, oops. Okay. So here we go. Let's see. What inspired you to create what inspired you in creating the name of your groups?
That's a good one.
Yeah. So my whole thing reason for mine is speaking to the desired results, the desired outcome of the people that are joining. I wanted it to be searchable. So if anyone put in sales, whatever, I wanted it to be searchable and I wanted to speak to my target demographic, coaches, healers, and hypnotists. What do you have to say about that, Hope?
So there's a lot that goes into a Facebook group name. Right. And it depends on you. It depends on what your industry is. It depends on all these things. Right. But we do definitely need the SEO. Right. So as you guys might know, if you're in confident, successful female entrepreneurs, you know that it is SEO'd the fuck out. Like you cannot miss my group. If you are a female entrepreneur online, you cannot miss my group. It's going to pop up and you're going to see it and then you're going to join it. Right. So it's super optimized in that sense. The other thing that comes into play here is the vibe of the group, right? So like with healers and hypnotists, I know coming into Lynn Louise's group that it's going to be a little bit of the woo, right? I know that there's going to be that frequency in there, right? Confident, successful female entrepreneurs is light and airy and it's pink and it's basic bitch pink and I don't give a shit and it's a lot of fun and we just have fun in there, right? That's the vibe, right? So as you're naming your communities, what is the vibe? Like if you're having a party in your community, what's the vibe of the party? Is it chill? Is it relaxed? Is it calm and quiet? Is it a safe space? Is it, you know, if you can go whatever direction you want, but plug in those elements that bring the vibe into the name.
Right? I love that. You know, and that's part of the branding thing too. It's also like, I tell people it's like determining what kind of party you're having. Like, are you having a cocktail party? Are you having a dinner party? Is it like a cookout at a cookout at a park? Is it a tailgating party? Right? Like create that environment, that level of fun and that level of entertaining. People don't want to come into your group and feel heavy. I know a lot of the people that I work with, and there's a lot of people in here in 50 Leads and Flow that work with people coming out of domestic violence, you know, working from healing from trauma. We don't want to bring that energy into it. We want to keep that energy positive. So really creating like a impactful, powerful name around that. And I'm going to not spill the beans, but everyone needs to hang on through 50 Leads and Flow, because when we start wrapping it up, Hope's going to give you a very, very special offer at the end of this. So you'll just have at the end of our trainings together. So just pay attention for that because it is coming and it's going to answer a lot of those questions for you. Let's see if we have, you can join her group. Are you on the live right now? You could just drop your link over there. If you're not, it's okay. We'll drop it later.
I'm not. I got all these tabs up and none of them are Facebook.
It's okay. Well, we'll link her. I'll go through, or she can go through after this and drop her for anyone who's watching this that wants to join her group. Go ahead and tell her that you want it. So let's see, anyone have any last questions before we wrap this up? Her community is awesome. I'm actually a member of her
elite
club, where I get to promote without restrictions on the main wall. So, and it's totally reasonable.
Yeah.
It's completely reasonable. Anything else? Anyone have any questions? If not, we're going to wrap it up, and I am going to encourage Hope to do her own 3-minute introduction, just so other people that miss this can do it. And then you can go ahead and drop your link below there too. I don't see anyone else that is asking any questions. And if you want the link to her elite, ask for that as well. She has an amazing group. She has, and there, it's not just about posting on the main wall. She has other things that us and the elite get. So boom,
boom.
I love it. Y'all make sure once again, after we go through 50 leads in flow, y'all know it's coming. At the end of this, I do a pitch, right? We all know it. I'm not going to pussyfoot around that. But when the doors open, which the doors are always open for 50 leads in flow, but there's a special, lots of very special incentives that come along with joining during these events, she's going to have a very special offer attached to it as well. And those of you that are already in financial frequency will still be able to take part of it, part in it as well. But all right.
So good. I'm so excited. Yay, 50 leads in flow.
Woo! Tell all your friends. Tell all your friends.
Yes.
Thanks, everyone. You have a great afternoon. Cheers.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to this entire podcast. If you love helping others, then please share this via your social media with friends and family. If you found value in it, they will too. Also, if you have questions, I'm here for you. You can email me questions to thecosmicvalkyrie@gmail.com. I might even use one of your questions on future podcast episodes. Also, I do have a personal request. I believe that we are all here to help each other heal, grow, and evolve. So let's help more people. If you would please, leave a nice review on iTunes. It will help the algorithms, and I would be forever grateful. And through your assistance, we could transform more lives.